Get up
with Josiah and Herbie. Oh.
On Hit 96.9.
I'm anyone's this weekend. I've called it. Restrictions are lifted. Call me. I'm done.
You're free. Anyone can take you.
Anyone.
Standards are out the window this weekend.
Yeah.
Are you talking like love or just friends?
Being friends, of course.
Never know with you.
Not that easy.
Well, I beg to differ. Look, we had a huge show because we had some exclusive audio, actually, from Steve Irwin.
Herbs. Herbs, that's, you really just stuffed that up, man.
From Terry Owen.
That is, you know
from
what?
From Terry Owen.
That's how you end up on the front page of news.com.
From Terry Owen and Shane Warne's first date. Oh,
it's got
boy.
Absolutely nothing to do with Steve Irwin, other than the fact that he's the one that unfortunately passed away after dating.
Yes. Look, I mean, let's try and make it better. I did do a special thank you to nurses today, which was a lot nicer than what I just did then.
I mean, we should probably re-record this intro, but you know what? I'm not, because in radio we make mistakes, don't we? I'd tell you what's happening on the rest of this podcast, but I can't see because our rundown, we've run out of ink here at work, and you can actually listen to this. That's me scraping the letters off the sheet. That's how bad our ink is.
I can let you know the only other thing you'll expect on this podcast is last. we did
heaps
speak about worst pickup lines, but also we got to the bottom of an investigation of the Twix pods versus the Mars pods.
Actually, we did have a massive show. We had one of the best calls for worst pickup lines. Also, what about my Vera Wang versus Homer Simpson?
I don't know how you managed to get them on the same break, but you did it, and it's great listening.
They are very similar, and we can take a lot of advice from both of those. How? You'll have to listen. Thanks for downloading once again, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I just wanted to massive congratulations to a couple in the UK that got married recently. They have a 30-year age gap. That's not an issue.
Yeah, it's fine.
Good on
love him. Is love. We love love here on the show.
He's 60, pushing 60. She's pushing 30. Good on him. She's my age.
Oh, missed out.
They're met playing table tennis nude on a Greek island holiday in June.
Interesting way to meet, but what a story to tell your kids of how you met.
They both are part of a society called the British Naturism. A society for people who enjoy being nude. This gets really interesting because she grew up in a nude family, whereas he only discovered nudity at the age of 40, overcoming body issues with it.
See, I like that.
It's really weird, though, and this is probably the weirdest part of the whole story. Now, I say she grew up in a nude family. I'm not wrong, because at their wedding, her dad was the photographer. And I'm telling you, there wasn't a clothes wedding. They got married nude. The chick that performed, the celebrant, is that what they're called? She was nude. And
so everyone was nude.
Her dad taking photos was nude as well. Like, I get it. Like, that's where we came from. Adam and Eve were nude. However, at your wedding, when your dad's taking photos of his daughter with her boobs and everything else out, surely there's some sort of line that's crossing.
It's a bit much for me. I mean, I know some people out there really do embrace themselves, and there is families that don't care about roaming around their houses nude, and that's fine. That's what you guys do. But at your wedding,
imagine your dad coming up to you nude while you're nude taking a photo of you.
Do you know what I think would be even more awkward? My partner. So say my future husband, I think he would feel more awkward being nude in front of, my four brothers and my dad.
Imagine your dad, he's about to take a photo of you and your husband. He's like, smile, and he looks to you. What's your husband's name? Trev. Let's just roll with Trev.
Of course.
Trev, mate, can you get a bit more happy? And he's like, yeah, I am. I'm smiling. He's like, yeah, I'm not talking about your face. Dad, you can't say that.
That's for after the ceremony.
I love that he can take photos of nude people, but when I do it, I get locked up. It just doesn't make any sense.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
You know, a lot of people are excited in Victoria because this weekend restrictions have been lifted a little bit, so you can see a few more people. But there is still concern around coronavirus because it's out there. There isn't a vaccine yet, so there is people fighting this pandemic at the front line. Many people we've called heroes, but I think the ones that are getting it the most at the moment are nurses.
Big time, not just because of the work they're doing, but because of the flack they're copping as well, which just seems, it makes no sense to me. And I told the story a couple of weeks ago about a friend who is a nurse that actually has to go to work in normal uniform like they're a patient, goes to the bathroom, then gets changed into a scrubs just because she's getting abused that much by people because they're being really intense at the moment.
Yeah, it's not nice to hear, But we do like to thank the nurses in our lives. My mum's a nurse. A lot of my girlfriends are nurses. My brother's girlfriend actually grew up here in the Goulburn Valley from Cobram. She's a nurse. And so I thought I'd do something special for them today because this week we did have International Day of Nurses to celebrate everything that they've been doing. And so I've written a poem. So I'm going to try say thank you to nurses through a poem.
No, it's a lovely gesture. But before you read it out, how are you with poems? Are you any good?
Do you know what? This one's pretty good.
I'm sure it is. If you ask me to write a poem, no matter how nice it is, I don't think I could do it. I'm just terrible with words.
Let's see how I go.
Here we go.
They're the backbone of our hospitals, the ones we'd be lost without. When it comes to the ability of nurses, there never is a doubt. They're there for when we need them, to help us when we're down. Happy to fix your problems and turn things around. Late nights, long shifts, and lots of running around. They won't stop working until the problem is found. They're caring, honest, hardworking and smart. Experts in complex things like the brain and the heart. It takes a special person to pick nurse as a career. One with extra courage and very little fear. To our nurses, we say thank you for what you do day in and day out. Truly a profession we could never live without.
Well done. That's brilliant words, Herbs. And to every nurse out there, we do thank you for all the hard work you do and continue to do.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Well, you want to talk about your worst pickup lines right now on 13, 12, 16. This is ahead of our first weekend in a while where we can actually get out and see a few more people.
Especially for the singles out there. A lot of singles have been struggling and so now they're going, "Ooh, I might be able to meet someone."
Yeah, you could have five people over and someone could bring someone that you might need to try a pickup line on. We spoke on the show yesterday. What were we talking about?
Dating disasters.
That's right. And we got a phone call off Josh from Shepparton who told us when he went up to a bunch of girls in Melbourne, I think they're from Sweden, and this is the line that he used on her.
One of them had a shark tattoo. So when we started chatting and everything, I told her that I did chartered sort of fishing trips, did shark dives and cages and everything like that. It was pretty much a done deal until one of her friends got there and said, "What's the name of your business?" And then I was just gone. Made up a name. She looked online, couldn't find it.
Yeah, because it's a terrible pickup line, mate.
Why do people need to lie all the time? Just be real.
Yeah, or why do you need to use a pickup line? Why can't you just be normal?
I mean, you use a few, surely.
I'm not really like one for a cheesy pickup line. There was one that I got from our mate Gaundy, who actually works in radio as well for the Hit Network, and he used to use this one all the time, and he goes, "Mate, you got to use it at least once." So we went out one night, I was like, I'll try it on you now.
All right.
So I met you at a bar. Herbie, how you going? Yeah. Oh, I actually don't know your name. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What part of Europe are you from?
I'm not.
Oh, nice. Well, you look European. My name's Josiah. Nice to meet you. So, right, let me tell you the layers of this pickup line. You're not European, but I've just complimented you because you think you're European, so therefore you feel good about yourself because you want to feel European because it means you're, like, tanned, you're beautiful, you live in the Mediterranean. However, if you turn around and go, "I am from Europe," "Oh, cool, what part?" "Italy." Great, you're in either way.
Yeah, but why does it just have to be European? Like, I'm happy that I'm not European. Like, I don't need to be.
Yeah, see, that's when the pickup line kind of,
saying that because I'm not European.
But most girls want to feel European. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to be European.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's not the worst I've heard, that's for
not
sure.
Not the best either.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a worst pickup line, surely a couple of blokes have come up to you and had some shockers.
Oh, they have, but I can't remember them. They're the ones that you just laugh at. I kind of enjoy them because I think it breaks the ice a little bit.
Well, a lot of people would use them on things like Tinder and stuff like that because instead of just going, "Hey, how are you going?" it's nice to start with a little icebreaker and it either makes you laugh or it makes it cringe. So if you've got one this morning, 13, 12, 16 is a number.
Or you can get involved at our socials. Go to Instagram at HitGV on Instagram. We've received a few at our Instagram account at HitGV. Russell has said, "How much does a polar bear weigh? I don't know either, but it's enough to break the ice."
Oh, that's Russ. One of the classics, isn't it? Good on you, Russ. Chris is just messaging saying, "Josiah, you reckon you can speak French," which I've spoken about on the show.
You can't. We know that for sure.
He goes, "Use this one, mate. Are you French? Because I fell for you."
Oh.
Eiffel Tower.
Yep. Good one.
Good.
It's terrible,
Chris,
isn't it?
Chris, if you're listening, mate, good, not great. I need great.
And Liza's messaged in, "Is that a ladder in your stocking or a staircase to heaven?"
Oh. Good from her. Thank you to everyone that's got involved at the HitGV Instagram page. 13, 12, 16 is our number, though. Leanne's in Shep. What's the worst pickup line you've heard?
When I was about 18, I was in a nightclub dancing with some girlfriends and a guy came and tapped me on the shoulder and turned me around and he said to me, "Darling, you are so beautiful, I would drink your bath water."
I actually love that, Leanne.
Oh, that's gross.
Is that, were you creeped out or were you like, you know what, well done for creativity?
No, my quick thinking response was, I pee in my bathwater.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
If you've been in the supermarkets or any newsagent of late, you might have noticed the cover of Woman's Day this week. There's a huge article in there which is claiming that Terry Irwin is dating Shane Warne. Now, poor Terry's had to put up a few battles when it's come to her love life. For years, many have accused her of dating Russell Crowe, and she's defended herself for years and years saying,
well,
no,
they're really good friends.
We're not dating, we're just pals. And now it looks like he's old news and old Shane Warne. He's what is her one true love now.
Why can't we just let Terry
be Terry?
Be Terry. Like, if she wants to date him, great. But you know what? Unfortunately, no one will ever come even close to the Steve Irwin, rest in peace.
Definitely not. Now, a source has added in the magazine that Terry said Shane was funny, he was charming, and he was as Australian as they come. So that's why the source is saying she was interested in him.
She loves an Aussie, doesn't she?
It does sound like that. Like
Who's source, by the way? Like, when they quote a source, I just picture... I picture all the editors at the magazine sitting around. All right, what can we make up about Terry Irwin? We haven't had her on the cover for a while.
Dave pipes up and says, I said this, and then they go, brilliant, we've got a source.
Dave, you've just made up a quote. You're a source.
You're
Thank
a source.
You, mate. You're great. Here's your 50K.
You're in.
For your yearly salary.
But do you know what's surprising about all this? Because we were reading that thinking, this is nonsense. But then somehow we've managed to get some audio from Terry and Shane's first date.
Yeah, quote for quote as well. Is that how it's working?
Pretty much. So it was interesting. They just went to a nice restaurant. I think it was actually at the Australian Zoo because she was allowed to have a guest over. And so she had Shane pop over and they just ate there at their cafeteria at the Aussie Zoo.
Well, did they do the right thing? Like, I haven't... Is there a video or is it just audio?
It's just audio, but I've seen a picture because Women's Day was very kind to post the picture.
Were they isolating from the animals?
There's a table in between, 1.5 between them, and then the animals are obviously safe.
Because she, I tell you what, at a zoo, if animals were included in isolation, you're doing the opposite there, Terry.
Yeah. So, should we play the audio?
Yeah, let's kick it off. I heard the Beatles are in the background.
Hey, Shane.
Heard you like a true blue... Heard you like a true blue Aussie. He's a bit nasally. I cover more areas than anyone else.
I truly do. It's amazing when you find someone special. It is a gift when someone can challenge you and open your mind to new ideas.
You remind me just like Elizabeth Hurley, but more rough, just how I like it.
Oh, I'm definitely a bit more rugged around the edges. I love khaki. What's your favourite colour?
Red.
Beautiful. There are so many things in the wildlife that are coloured red. I could show you around the zoo and show you some magical ways to my heart.
Kane. There it is! Unbelievable chat on that day, wasn't there?
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't even mention her kids, BB, Bindi and Bob.
Yeah, or they're a bit busy with their own headlines.
She just got married, sorry.
Warnie's a bit short of words, isn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't have much to say, but no. I mean, he doesn't really have to, does he?
Good on you, Warnie. Keep covering those areas, mate.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
How's this, Herbie? Obviously, Vera Wang, she went all over the internet this week.
Yeah, she's looking incredible is basically the gist of this one. She's aging better than anyone I've ever seen age.
People couldn't believe it. So if you don't know who she is, she's obviously one of the most famous designers of all time. She does the wedding dresses, Vera Wang. None of us can afford it, let's be honest. But she has posted a few photos on Instagram. People can't believe she's 70 years old.
Unbelievable. It truly is unbelievable because if you see what she looks like, you just think, wowee. What is your secret?
Now, Grandma, you're only a few years older than that. My grandma looks fantastic for her age, but Vera Wang looks 40.
She honestly does. Some would say she looks like she's in her prime.
Now, people are... She's released her secrets here. However, I think that money also helps out a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Everyone's like,
and jeans, very good jeans.
Yeah, you want good jeans, but I'm telling you right now, if you've got money, you can buy whatever you want. You want Botox, you can have it. You want the best food in the world, you can have it.
You want
to live the best life you've ever had, you can do that as well. So someone wrote on Instagram, "What is your secret? Please help everyone out." She replied, "Now, only one of four of these things we don't do: work, sleep,
okay,
a vodka cocktail,
yep,
and not too much sun."
Well, we've got the vodka cocktails in studio at the moment.
So we've done that.
The sleep, we don't do that.
Never sleep. We're sleep deprived. Work, we do way too much of that, and I get way too much sun as well. So.
I don't get sun.
We are not going to be looking like Vera Wang at 70. Now, here's another person who has been beautifying or defying the beauty secrets. Is that the word I'm looking for there? Homer Simpson.
I just don't know where you're going with this one.
I'll show you right now, because at the same time Vera Wang has gone viral this week, so has Homer Simpson. His actual age has been revealed this week and has shocked people. So eagle-eyed fans, they were watching old episodes and one actually showed his driver's license in it with his birthday, okay, right? Homer Simpson was born on May 12th. So what's today's date? 15th.
Happy birthday this week.
For 3 days ago, he just turned a whopping 64.
64?
Homer's looking great for 64.
That's incredible.
The thing is, though, on the show, the producers have come out and said the characters don't age. They stay the same. So if that's the case, Homer's actually 33 years old.
Half his age.
But he stayed 33 his whole life.
However, 64, if he was looking like that at 64, you'd be saying, you're doing all right there, Homer.
Because he acts pretty young as well, doesn't he? Now, he actually came out and revealed his four secrets, just like Vera Wang.
Yeah.
About what he, so if anyone wants to look young at 64, just like Homer Simpson, he's told us four things. Instead of swearing, do this.
Go!
Fair, okay. That's
there you go.
That's
you're not,
usual.
Not causing too much stress. What sort of food should we be eating?
My God, you're greasy.
Greasy
people.
Greasy
food, okay.
All people. He got a couple of these I probably shouldn't put on the radio, but Homer Simpson said them. So Homer also said, this is a good little beauty secret.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
I don't know what that means.
You take it how you want.
And his biggest secret for any bloke out there that wants to look as good as Homer and as good at Vera Wang at that age.
Boobies.
Don't take it from me. Take it from Homer Simpson. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's not your words.
Not my words.
You're not aging that well yet.
No. But I tell you what, when I get to his age, I'll be doing those things.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have to introduce the third co-host. People have been questioning us, saying, who is this third co-host?
Is this a surprise? Because I don't know if someone's about to walk
it's
in or call
not a
in
surprise.
The phone.
Have you noticed that I'm looking at you cross-eyed?
Yeah, you have been the last few days.
Yeah, because you have brought...
Oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. I know what you're about to say. Don't
you
bother.
Without even knowing...
No, let's go to ads.
...have just introduced a third co-host to the show that you so rudely kept from the Goulburn Valley but have been throwing in my face for the last week now because you have... a mammoth, a ginormous pimple right in the middle of your forehead.
Yeah, Mount Everest. It hasn't erupted this week. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
It's really directly in my eye line too.
I've got a habit, right? Have you noticed that I pick the middle of my eyebrows with my fingers a lot? It's just like a habit I've always had. So for some reason, I'm guessing it's from the oils from my fingers caused over time some sort of... almost boiled to brew in the middle of my eyes, and it hasn't erupted. And you keep saying to me, "Don't pick it," and so I've let it go. Mm. Usually, if I squirted it out a few days ago, we'd be gone by now.
No, you wouldn't. You would have a scab on your face that would nearly be a third eyeball.
Well, that's what I've got anyway. So what's the difference?
That it's actually looking not as bad.
Yep.
It really is interesting. Can we introduce the third co-host to our Instagram followers?
Yeah, but no way. You're not chucking this on Instagram.
Yeah, I think everyone deserves to see what I have to stare at day in, day out recently.
You know I'm vain, so there's no chance you can put anything on Instagram.
It's probably time we name it, though. I mean, get up with Josiah, Herbie, and Greg.
It's not a personal name. Why are you giving it a human name? This thing, well, I guess...
It's as big as a human.
It does have a heartbeat just like a human, doesn't it? Literally, it's got its own brain. It's got its own digestive system.
What are you going to do with this? I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue doing the show.
Well, I'll tell you what I will be doing. Isolating this week and not seeing anyone besides you and my roommate, because you're the only two that have seen it so far.
So your dating apps, they're going to be a bit quiet this weekend.
Yeah, Grindr's going to be really quiet.
I know.
If there's a special dating app out there...
Do you know what? You should use the dating apps for advantage now. You should let everyone know that could be your pickup line. Well, say you've got a pimple and ask for some remedies.
Well, first of all, I need to get on a dating app that isn't Grindr. That'd be my first step.
Yeah.
second of all, maybe we were talking about worst pickup lines before. Could I tie in my pimple somehow to a pickup line?
Exactly. Yeah, I reckon ask for best treatment for getting rid of Mount Everest on your forehead.
Imagine if I'm walking around Vic Park Lake in Shep, go up to a girl walking a dog or whatever. Excuse me. Hey. What can I do for you? You got any treatment for pimples?
I reckon, boom, second date straight away.
You reckon they'd want to?
So many people out there, I know males and females, love popping pimples. Maybe there's someone, that's what you put as your bio, I have a ginormous pimple on my forehead that needs picking, who's up for the challenge?
Looking for suitors.
Yeah.
I like that because I've genuinely, do you pick with
nope,
me?
Nope.
You're the only girl out. I know that's like that. I've never dated a girl that doesn't like to pop your pimples.
This is the only reason we don't date.
Turn over, Josiah, take your top off. I want to put the pimples on your back. I don't have that many, first of all, but sure, go for it.
You don't need many because the one on your face is bigger than a cluster that could be on your back.
You know what? I'm going to use this to my advantage. I'm going to change my bio on my personal Instagram to saying massive pimple middle of my forehead looking for suitors to pop it.
You know if you do that, you're going to have to change the picture as well. No. It's just your pimple. Greg.
If anyone likes popping them,
hit us up.
Hit GB on Instagram.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, I don't have many fears. Do you have any fears?
Yeah, spiders and Band-Aids.
And you're not great when it comes to heights as well.
Like yeah.
You mentioned you wouldn't love to do like bungee jumping or...
Yeah. See, heights, if I'm in an enclosed space, I'm okay. Like if I'm in an apartment
building,
50
yep.
floors up, that's okay.
Jumping out of a plane skydiving?
Yeah, not for me. I would never do it.
Yeah. See, I've done both of them. I didn't love bungee jumping, but I've done them. And it's not like I was scared to do them. So fears-wise, I really don't think I have any. If I see spiders, I'm fine. Snakes, I'm fine. So I don't have any of those stock standard fears. But there's one thing that I've given a bit more thought about over the last 10 hours since I went to sleep and read this story and thought, yep, I'm putting this on my list. And I think actually it might fall into a lot of people's list because it's happened to someone over in Indonesia or it's believed to have happened. So there was a funeral happening at Manado in Indonesia.
My favourite place.
Manado. And how they have their services over there is that they take it to an open plane, like basically the burial, and that's where they do the service. Like you see in American movies. So they're burying the body at the same time they're saying the speeches instead of having it at a church.
Yeah.
So they're doing that. The family's standing around and the coffin is lowering into the ground. And this coffin is one that is white, but it has a window space so you can see through and see the body looking up at you.
Yeah, which you can pay your respects. Many cultures do that, where you can actually see the body.
And so while the body was going down, the service starts and they start speaking and then everyone's obviously looking down at the coffin and all of a sudden, boom, a hand, or what they think is a hand, is popped on that glass.
Oh.
And so everyone's now freaking out thinking, holy cow, we're burying an alive person.
Were they?
Well, this is the bit which we don't know. I'm going to show you the picture. See that little
glimpse? What is that?
There?
It's definitely... That's a human.
That's
they're alive.
Do you reckon that's alive?
Well, the only other thing I can think of is it's like a chicken. When you chop off its head, they can still run around for a while.
Well, this is where the debate has come in. So I'll put this picture up at our Instagram at HitGV so you can see what I'm talking about. One person has said, yes, they're alive, they're alive, get them out. And then they started going back and forth and then the video cuts out. So we don't actually have any evidence of what's happened. But then, thankfully, people online have gotten involved and said that corpses move a lot due to composition. And so they believe that that's what's happened. So a new study has revealed that dead bodies, they significantly move as they
decompose. So the gases in the body and people will just pop up.
And so they're going down and you're seeing a dead body.
Nah, but I'm sorry. Even if you see a hand raised up to the glass, you're stopping the funeral, you're opening it to see if they jump out. Like, you're not still burying them.
Unless you were hoping for them to go.
Yeah, unless it was a good thing.
Oh, no, they weren't moving.
I promise you I saw nothing.
Keep going, George, keep going. No, don't worry about them. Keep going.
Meanwhile, Josiah and Herbie hated him. Triple M bloke.
Actually.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
We do love this because we feel like we're helping the Goulburn Valley out. We simply just ask you to give us a call on 13 12 16 and tell us what you want to happen this weekend, and we will read your fortune.
Because everyone loves a bit of Chinese, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, I might order some Chinese tonight.
It's my go-to, I won't lie.
As long as I get a fortune cookie with it. Yeah, but before we do that, let's read out Steve from Shepparton's fortune. Morning, mate. Got much on for the weekend?
Well, I'll pick up my girls at 4:30 tonight, so I'm hoping for the weekend until Monday morning. So, yeah, I'm hoping to hopefully have some good things happen this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm hoping that for you too. And what a weekend to get them with the restrictions being lifted a little bit. You can probably get out a little bit more than what you could previous weekends.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough, hasn't it, on everybody? But, yeah.
Let's crack open this fortune cookie and see what's in store for your weekend, Steve. Let's see what this means to you. Here we go. Come on, Herbie, you got this.
The young man knows the rules, but the old man knows the exceptions.
Oh, Steve, that means something, doesn't it?
Wow.
I don't know what this one means.
Hey, you're not meant to. That's for Steve to know only. Steve, did that speak straight to the soul?
Yes, because obviously with the restrictions that have been around, we still got to take things responsibly and not sort of... do anything too dramatic.
Yeah, well done, Steve.
But the kid in you wants to just play with your kids, doesn't it, Steve?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a young man.
So I was going to say, don't call yourself an old man, Steve. You're young at heart.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, for calling through, not only you had your fortune read, but, mate, we've also got a Macca's voucher coming your way. Well done, mate.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Beautiful, just hold the line. Let's go now to Joe in Shep East. Joe, you're fired up for Fortune Cookie Friday, mate.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What would you like to happen this weekend, Joe?
Just to see the boys again.
Yeah, the boys.
It's been a while. You got more than five friends, mate, because you're going to have to pick only five.
It's hard choice. You just don't want to see me, mate, Bowden.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
Maybe that's what we try and luck for with Fortune this morning. We don't want to see Bowden.
Now, Joe, you know we're about to pop open a fortune cookie here, and whatever it says is gospel. You have to take that, you know, seriously.
Yep.
All right, here we go. What's a good snap?
All right, what's in for Joe's weekend with the boys? Here we go.
Think about what you most want to teach others.
Does that mean anything to you, Joe?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
What does it mean?
I want to teach the boys how to play darts.
There he is, mate. Yeah, huge weekend for Joe.
Bet you Bowden sucks at darts, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Well, mate, you can have a few beers with the boys. Your fortune cookie says so. Plus, you get to play darts. Plus, we're going to hook you up with a Macca's voucher this morning. Well done, mate.
Legend, thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are going to settle a debate about the pods. The delicious treat that people like to indulge in, pods. Because yesterday on the show, we mentioned that Mars and Twix, people have been debating of late that they are very similar in taste. And I went to go to the shops to buy us the Twix flavours yesterday, but went to three supermarkets. They didn't have them, N1 Servo. And so we basically called on the show yesterday and said that they've discontinued Twix pods.
Well, you said that. It's like you like a conspiracy theory, I feel like.
I feel like you love a conspiracy theory.
Well, normally I do, but mine are legit ones, like that are out in the world. Like aliens are real. Like they're legit conspiracies.
Yeah, but this is ones you can see in front of you.
Yeah, but yours are about Twix pods. Like who cares, man?
People do.
Well, I do this morning because I'm hungry.
Exactly. So we actually received a message on Instagram at HitGV last night from Emma, who sent a picture from Coles Kyalla and said, "Guys, there's Twix pods here. They haven't been discontinued, so we can put that rumour to rest."
You can always count on Riverside Plaza to come up with the goods, can't you?
So I went there yesterday afternoon and I bought some Twix pods and some Mars pods, and we're going to put them to the test right now because a lot of people believe that they taste very much the same. Why the company says the caramel is different. If they're coming out of the same factory, don't you think that they're just doing the same and putting them in different
packets?
Well,
you say that. However, when I have a Twix bar and a Mars bar...
Oh, they're different.
They're very different. Yeah. So, but I'm not a pod connoisseur enough, like that I said, sur on the end, because I'm not enough of a connoisseur to know pods. I don't eat pods enough.
But you know your Twix and your Mars bar, so you should be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
And so that's what we're going to do this morning. I'm going to give you one of each, and I need you to tell me which one is which. We are blindfolding you as we speak.
I mean, I'm blindfolding myself. Can you hear me all right? I can't hear myself.
Can hear you just fine. Now, this is really exciting for people who do love pods.
Ow, my hair.
You know you can just keep your eyes shut as well.
I'll cheat. I know I will.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me put that up. Oh, I've got like a bandana. Go? Yeah, I'm good. Do I look good? That's more important.
All right.
Are you filming this?
Yes. Okay, so I'm handing you your first pop. Put your hand out.
Hang on, I've just got to put that up so I can actually talk again.
Yes. All right. There we go.
All right, this is the first pod I'm eating. Oh, yum. These are great.
Pods are great. Okay, take that taste in. Are you feeling anything?
I am.
Okay.
Oh, it just changed.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to hand you your second one.
Wait, do I go with my first or second?
Well, I'm going to hand you the second one and then...
No, as in, like, I know what it started off as, but now it's finished as something else.
Yeah, well, the next one might clear it up for you.
Good point.
So let's do that.
Wait, I need something to wash the taste out. I feel like I'm tasting red wine
here's
here.
Here's my water bottle.
Where's my water bottle? Here's I don't want my... yours. You've got herpes or
we
something.
We don't have 8 hours for this,
okay. Okay, hang on. Let me try this one. Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
You do?
They're quite similar. You're right.
Okay, well, you can take your blindfold off if you want. Which one was the first one?
Okay, I'm going to say, oh, that was that second one was a lot more delicious. I'm calling it, the first one was a Twix, the second was a Mars.
No!
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I've got video proof. I'm not kidding. Twix is the second one.
Wow, Twix is way nicer.
Twix?
It had a lot more chocolate in it.
I tell you what. Wow, you thought we weren't going to get anywhere with this.
Oh.
We have gotten somewhere.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Pubs and restaurants are opening across the country because their premiers, certain states have said yes, they can. Here in Victoria, we can't at the moment. But in New South Wales, one pub is doing something which I think pubs and restaurants across the Goulburn Valley could take note of and maybe implement here when we do get the A-OK to go ahead.
Listen up, because this affects a lot of people.
So Five Dock Dining in Sydney's West, it's an Italian restaurant there, and they are now placing life-sized cardboard cutouts of real people at tables in a bid to make the restaurant feel fuller because they can only have 10 patrons in the restaurant at once.
Brilliant idea.
Not only that, they will also add background noise to simulate guest chatter in the restaurant.
They've pretty well just simulated what the Gold Coast were doing with the footy, the NRL, where they did a fake crowd with fake mannequins.
But this is, I think, even better because it's such a small room and you'd look around with 10 other people and then just paper. It's just cardboard. And then you're going, where's that chatter coming from? Oh, no, that's the sound system.
I wonder what Sally and Steve are talking about over there. Oh, wait, they're not real.
If I could go to New South Wales, I would be going to Five Dock Dining to see this. This is more a spectacular amusement than it is, I think, anything to eat at.
What a brilliant idea. Well, we're not allowed any in our pubs at the moment here in Victoria, so why don't we just go in there and just fill it out with a bunch of people everywhere. Imagine a nightclub, everyone just jumping up and down.
Holding cardboard cutouts.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Wednesday, I went to Marketplace for my very first time here in Shep, and I was shocked by it.
I can't believe you've never been out there.
Well, you're not supposed to go out, and the shops near me
are
closer.
Right. So. Herbs did move a couple of days before isolation kicked in, the poor thing. So
we're starting to move to a new town.
You've seen the four walls of your house in Marutna, and that's about it.
But I got to see Marketplace this week, so it was exciting, and I went to the Woolies there, and when I was about to go through the self-serve checkout, I noticed there was a bit of a line going down one of the aisles because you've got to self... social distance.
Yes,
now.
And those little stickers, guys.
So I was doing that and noticed that our line wasn't moving because it was two ladies doing what looks like their weekly grocery shop for their family. I'm guessing put a $400 to $500 mark on their shopping. And so they had their trolleys going through and they're scanning it themselves, packing it themselves. And to me, I just thought, that shouldn't be happening in the self-serve. Self-serves, you want to be boom, boom, boom. You want to be in and out. I'd allow a little half trolley where you've just got a few items laid there, but a full week's load, no thank you.
We've had a couple of messages to the Hit GV Instagram account because you did put up a poll.
Put up a poll. Leah has said, I always take my trolley in self-serve checkouts. It has never been an issue.
Yeah, Leah, not for you, but maybe for everyone else it has been. Depends how quick she is.
Exactly.
If she's quicker than the people behind the counters.
But you're not. You're just not.
It's impossible.
The process that works better for a big week shop going through the checkout.
Agreed.
James has gotten involved and said, I didn't know they weren't allowed. Now, we haven't said that they're not allowed. We're just calling if they should or shouldn't be. I've been taking a trolley to self-serve since they were first created. I have had people watching me weirdly thinking to themselves, what's this guy doing? So maybe he's getting the gist now that it's A, you're allowed, but you shouldn't be doing it.
Let's throw it out there. Coles and Woolies haven't put in a blanket rule saying you can't. We're just saying morally, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Although some are at the moment saying you can't because of COVID, so they've blocked it off.
Good point.
I know in Marupna we're doing that. But at others, they're not. So we're just calling that you shouldn't. And if we go to our poll where everyone voted at our Instagram at HitGV, 55% of you guys believe no. Trolleys shouldn't be allowed in self-serve checkouts.
Yeah, round of applause for common sense.
Jeez, we're struggling, or I am today at talking.
That's all right. Do you know why? This is a terrible joke. You probably just trolleyed this morning. I shouldn't have gone.
So bad. Gosh, it's Friday.
Should we go to ads?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.